what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
WMFO, that was Radiohead. Thank you for tuning in today on Groove Robot. We had a lot of fun here. We finished our training, so that was a lot of fun. Good job, everyone. Congrats. So yeah, we'll start with regular programming next week. It'll be lots of fun. For now, you have... What is the name of your show again?
Totally Irresponsible.
Totally Irresponsible. I hope you enjoy. Have a good one. Good night, San Diego.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're back. Surprise. We were a little behind schedule. I was gabbing with my sibling. It's on me. So while I type this stuff in, and while Casey... Oh, do you have a song key already?
Yeah, I do. It's ready to go.
Oh, excellent. Okay. What is it called?
This is called Expanding Anyway.
Wonderful. Please enjoy. Hello, we're back.
Friends.
Ox one.
Yeah, it's in.
Oh, I know.
Sorry for the technical.
Hello. Casey, tell jokes in the meantime while I fix this.
What do you get when you cross a duck with a chicken?
What do you get?
A turkey.
Ah!
What's a librarian's favorite color?
What?
What is a librarian's favorite color?
Red.
I don't get it.
No, because, like, the color.
Red.
Like,
but
red.
It's R-E-D.
I know, but it's
but it's, like, also, like, past tense for me.
Why was the tomato red?
Why?
Why was the tomato red?
Because it saw the salad dressing.
I have to show you. I told this to Andrani.
I like that one.
So,
that's a really good one.
You should know this, too.
Okay, we got it.
Thank you.
expanding every day anyway. So why is love so hard to say?
Back here, and we're gonna play a game of 20 questions. Chris, you get to guess my. Well, I don't have to say what it is.
Is it a thing?
Yes.
Is it like a noun?
Yes, that's two.
Is it like a tangible thing?
It is a tangible thing. That is three. I'm so excited right now. What is he gonna guess?
Is there a word for it in the English language?
Yeah. In fact, there is exactly one word for it in the English language. That is four.
Do you play where it's like literally four, or do you play where it's like not? Or do you play where it's like not? Like, do you play with indefinite questions, or do you play only 20?
Well, we're going to get to 20 and see where we are, and that makes five.
I forgot to disclose that I'm really bad at this game. And as such, we have, like, my family's rules, where it's like, you can guess indefinitely, and okay. You have to be nice to the other person.
How about we get to 20 and then play another song?
Okay, is it a fruit?
No.
Is it a vegetable?
No.
Is it natural?
Kind of.
Is it American?
Yes.
Is it American made?
I don't know that one.
Is it?
And that's 11.
Is it like? I don't know how to guess this. Is it?
You don't even know what it is.
Is it big?
Not really.
Is it 12? Like taller than me?
I don't know that.
What is it? I'm really bad at 20 questions.
You're at 13.
I'm at 13 already?
Yeah.
This is exactly what
you don't even know if it's alive.
Is it alive?
Yes.
Is it an animal?
Yes. 15.
I've never gotten this far in a game before. Is it a mammal?
Yes.
Is it an animal that I like?
Yes.
Is it a beaver?
No.
Can it swim?
I really hope so, but that makes 20. So, Chris, can you play this next song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are back with our game of 20 questions.
Hello. Training, Kate. Training, my fellow DJ. Are we allowed to use your name?
Sure. Yeah. This is our show.
It is our show.
We can say what we want for
Casey,
the most part.
I'm training you.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I feel like you're learning a lot.
Yeah, you taught me how to run the board and everything. But you know what you haven't taught me?
What have you not taught
me? What my thing in 20 question is.
That was a thing that I wanted to
And you got it to 20.
So you're an aquatic mammal of some sort?
No, I can swim.
But you choose not, it's not inherent to your survival?
It's not necessary.
Sorry, I was making sure my headphones worked. Are you a...
Wow.
Okay, so
this is super exciting.
Do you live on land?
I do live on land.
Do you live in like forests?
I could.
Do you climb things?
I can.
Do you run?
I can.
And do you have fur?
Not really.
This is unhelpful. Are you a sloth?
No.
Also, wait, okay. Do you want to hear a hilarious joke?
Yeah.
Okay, so what Hogwarts house would a sloth go into?
Slotherin.
Did I already tell this joke to you?
No, I just saw it too.
No, I came up with it in Gamelon, and I laughed.
Really?
And I laughed about it.
You
for
came
like 40
up with
minutes.
That?
Yeah.
I saw that on the internet just the other day. What a coincidence!
What?
Yeah, that never happens.
Ah, it came to me as an epiphany in Gamelon, and I laughed literally from like 7:05 to the end of the rehearsal. And Barry was like, "Are you okay? Do you need to leave my class?" And I was like, "No, I'm fine."
Wow.
And then I told him the joke, and he was like, "That's it." And I was like, "All right, settle down, Barry." Okay, so you
I think
live,
I'm just gonna just
do you
gonna
live in
stop
America?
You. I do live in America. You're not gonna get it.
What is it?
It's Tony Monaco.
I asked if it was a person and you said no.
No, you asked if it was an animal and I said yes.
No, I asked if it was a person earlier and then you're like no. And I was like, all right. And then I asked if it was an animal, like later on, and then you said yes.
Oh. This might be entirely my fault, so we just heard Passion Pit.
You.
And Saint Motel, and we've got some other stuff
I'm
coming up.
I'm
so sorry. I'm ruining all of this.
You're unbelievable. In all my semesters.
You play?
Oh, right. What am I playing?
Whatever's next.
Ooh, surprise.
Isn't that so exciting? You have no idea what's coming.
Is it playing?
No. Chris, you didn't hit play.
Is the right aux on?
Aux 1.
Let's try something.
Well,
we're having a fun episode of Chris's laptop is not working.
So,
we can talk about our feelings more. That's always fun.
I do like talking about my feelings when everyone is listening. Literally the world. No. What is going on?
Good question.
So here's a question.
Yes.
What do you... No, this is to the audience, if anyone's listening. What do you normally do when everything goes wrong?
It's a good question. Oh, turn off the mics. Oh, we figured out my...
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places. But our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell. been talking about the way things change. And my family lives in a different state. And if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. So if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate.
We're back.
Hello. Casey's doing a great job working the board.
Yeah, except he didn't tell me we were going to put the mics back on. But that's okay.
You said you wanted to.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Well then.
Like 2 songs ago.
That was... Then we did it 2 songs ago.
No, like, we queued 2 songs, and then...
Whatever. Chris is going to read a PSA for you all.
I read a PSA. And we're going to learn things about the number of numbers to think about with healthcare in the United States. Oh, these are old figures. Oh, geez. Doesn't matter. It'll just be a healthcare and a history lesson. Some healthcare numbers to think about. 1% of the U.S. population accounts for 22% of total healthcare spending, and the top 5 account for 50%. Analyzing from these slightly different perspective, if all Americans are divided into 2 groups, the healthier half use just 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less healthy half account for 97% of all U.S. healthcare costs. A public service message from WMFO in Medford at Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, thank you for the information, Chris.
Of course. That's it's an honor of me being
really eye-opening.
Yeah, it's an honor of me being in love with my epidemiology class.
You're taking an epidemiology class? Yeah, why don't you tell the world what...
Because I'm just too awesome to function.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to play next?
I didn't cue anything. I forgot.
Wow. So I guess we're playing 20 questions. Just kidding. We wouldn't do that to you guys again.
What song I'm going to play.
Let's pick a genre. Can we guess the genre?
Got it.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Tell me when.
And begin.
Yeah. Thank you. mistress, have you been up to the roof? He shot himself, self-dead, blood on the wall, 'cause he couldn't face the truth. Oh, knock that down, leave the ground and find some space, and tell your friends, friends, you'll be back again, again, before it's too late. If you got the dream, no need to be sad, it really ain't
back. Hello. For one last time.
Well, it's been a rocky show,
but
we learned
it does mark the end of training,
and it does officially mark the end of training, so congratulations for Casey.
Thank you.
We would like to call in and congratulate him,
because I know how to do it now. Wow.
Yeah. He's like a seasoned veteran, except he's been doing this for a day. High five.
Like, lightly seasoned.
Yeah.
Like Olive Garden.
Like, you're bland now. But
after... With a little bit more salt and pepper. And, you know, hopefully...
Just let those flavors...
Hopefully blend. Some oregano.
Yeah.
Maybe some basil.
Who knows?
I like a little bit of thyme on my person stew.
Mm-hmm. Some... You're taking all the good herbs. Me.
Rosemary.
Arugula?
That's a vegetable.
No, that's a leaf.
It's a leaf.
It's a lettuce.
There's cumin.
It's a plant of the lettuce.
There's turmeric. Gotta learn your spices.
I have a spice garden. And
cream
I don't
of tartar.
Spices. I just know them by shape.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what spice you should put in a peanut butter cookie?
Sugar?
That's not a spice.
That's absolutely a spice.
Okay, we're taking calls.
Is sugar
a spice?
Because it's like a thing that you add. Okay, so hear me out. Hang on. Okay.
First caller wins.
It is like a thing.
This argument.
Okay, so spices, just like sugar, is something that you add to things to change their flavor or enhance their, like to enhance their flavor. And sugar does that, and like spices do that, and they're both like powders, sort of.
So you think because sugar
it comes from a plant. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But it's also
How is cinnamon a spice, but sugar is
I'm going on a amount of quantity needed to have an effect, because the flavor of cinnamon is much more noticeable than the flavor of sugar.
I would say it depends.
And the fact that sugar is so broadly used for things that aren't flavorful should...
Yeah, but so is cilantro. Oh, that's an herb. So is, like... So is,
checkmate.
Like, cinnamon. Nutmeg.
But they are spices.
Yeah, but those are still, like, really, really common to find.
But they're used for flavor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So is sugar.
But sugar is used for so many things that's not flavor.
Such as?
It's just, it's necessary for cookies to be a cookie.
That doesn't mean it can't also be a spice. Technically.
Looks like we're about to hit a thing. So this was Totally Irresponsible.
Totally Irresponsible.
On 91.5 WMFO.
Newly minted DJ, the greenest banana of them all.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, this
I'm at least
good.
One of those tiny little that's red good. Bananas.
No, but like everyone loves a newly minted coin because they're shiny.
But you just called me a green banana, which
no,
nobody
green
likes.
Banana. Green bananas are good just because they last longer than.
But wouldn't you just want to eat the banana?
I'm a patient banana waiter.
Okay, we have some spoon coming up for
you. Do you buy them when they're yellow or do you buy them when they're green?
Here's the thing, though. I don't buy bananas by the bunch.
Oh, I do.
I just buy one when it's yellow.
Oh, I buy bananas by the
bunch. Oh, okay. Then you definitely gotta buy them green. But you don't eat them green.
Banana.
A green banana has
green
its
banana
use,
in a different context.
But it's not ideal.
I would say, in the long term, I want a green banana. When you buy them in the bunch, you buy them when they're green.
Well, then in that case, I'm glad to be your yes. green banana.
I don't mean it in a talking about my environmental econ professor kind of way. I mean it in a... You will do great things here, kind of way. You're just new. You're a
I'm
child.
So touched. Okay. Okay, here's some music. Enjoy.
Music!
Oh, wrong button.
Hooray!
Backseat circles, we break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pee. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by, the way we get by. All that's the way we get by, the way we get by. We go out in stormy weather. We rarely practice discern. We make love to some weird sin. We seek out the taciturn. And that's the way we get by, the way we get by. All that's the way we get by, the way we get by.
Goodbye.